Hello, lovely GWA people. This is Seneca Pumpkin, and I actually meant to record for GWA, but I can't be arsed to put a lot of effort into it. So I'm doing a questionnaire. I chose Miss Yami Mix a Questionnaire. And I'll start with the GWA questions. Do you post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Post tags matter because I like knowing what I get myself into. And titles don't necessarily say that if you choose a creative one. How much time do you spend making and editing an audio? If I put effort into it, which I try to do, then I... That's a good one. I'll go with... I think I need like 45 minutes to record. Like, to actually have all the material I need. Then I... re-listen that, and I add it, which is half an hour, because this mic is way too good, and I don't know, an hour doesn't seem enough though. 1.5 to 2 per recording, I'm gonna say, if we talk about like something 20 minutes or so. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros, you can edit them. Cons, if you have a really sensitive mic like me, you can't have dogs barking in the background or someone chainsawing down a tree, which happens where I live sometimes. But it's nice. Can't think of anything more. After listening to GWA, have you gotten into any new kinks? It's a good one. I didn't know I was as witchy as I actually am before I listened to GWA. I actually thought I was just dominant. But being a switch is so much more fun, so much cooler, and I'm not trying to be like, whoa, switches are the coolest people ever here. Probably didn't sound like that, but I'm very comfortable with my identity, so to say, and I can be adaptive of what my partner needs, and yeah, that's pretty good. Do you like the sound of your own voice? No, I don't. I don't. It's okay for re-listening. I'm doing that for the art. But I genuinely don't. And to be honest, if you guys heard me speak German, I'm not sure if you'd like me that much either. Because I have the most annoying Berlin dialect. Yeah. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Sweet ones. Gentle ones that help me get to sleep. And anything male sub, because I can't ever have enough of that. Do you have any regrets about clips you made so far? No. That's pretty good. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I get a new one every day. Because you are all just amazing. You're all my crush. in one way or another. Yeah. Explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? I imagine that really awkward. So I'm gonna go with the no. I don't know when there is like... I just feel like it's gonna be super weird. I don't know. What is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? I think I told that story before, how my mom walked in on me but didn't realize I was masturbating, and I saved the situation quite swiftly. But yeah. And I can't think of anything else now. Oh, yes, I can. I can. This is kind of embarrassing, but we're all friends here. So... I've got a vibrator that you can charge up. And once while I was in my parents' place, I left the charger in the living room because I was playing with myself in the living room because I'm naughty, and I forgot the charger there because I thought, I'm gonna take that upstairs before they come home, but I'm not gonna bother with it right now. And then my dad asked me, Pumpkin, did you leave that weird cable in the living room? I said, my brain just melted, and I said, yes, I did. And then he asked me what it was for, because he knows it's not for my phone or anything. I said, oh, it's for my calculator for school. And he said, oh, okay, then that's okay. Hold on, isn't that... How can you charge that? Because I've got a small one, not a scientific calculator. And then he demanded to know what that cable was for. But, I have a very prude family. I couldn't tell him. So I just said, you've got to trust me with this, please just give me the cable. And he said, no, I want to know what it's for. And I said, please, father, give me the cable. And then my mom went in and asked, is it something embarrassing? So I said yes. And then he just gave me the cable. I hope that qualifies as a good answer. Now you all know my pain. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I'd be a hypocrite if I said they're not, because I tell white lies all the time. Most of them are when I don't want to go out and I just say, gotta help my mom with something, or I need to study, or that kind of stuff. And I actually just don't want to go out. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I think I would... I think I'm just going to assume that I am with the participants at a level of closeness and affection that does not make either situation weird at all. And I say, I would rather have others watch me have sex. Because then I get some action, and I'd like that. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? I'm not that weird of a person. When it comes to masturbating, at least. I know at that point, that was when I was still working through GWA. The weirdest audio at that point I got of two was a rape kidnapping audio made by Cardlin, which was Hotline Miami themed. Ah, but it was so good. He's so good. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm gonna stop the fangirling now, but really. And I was... Yeah, I was kinda unsure about that. I do not consider rape play kink at all. A kink of mine or anything. That was just really good. What's the fastest way to get you to come? Praise and gold old clit rubbing. And that is because you all know I'm conceited. That's why I talk about myself so much. And, yeah, I just like compliments. So during sex, and I like when people tell me nice things during sex. That just gets me off. Sorry, it's kind of late. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Misogyny. Probably. I don't like to think that I have that high standards in guys, other than they are decent. Try not to be dicks. That's kind of hard sometimes. Same thing is sort of for girls when they have sort of internalized it and use it against other girls and everything, and I just think, oh my god. That is exhausting. Oh, yeah. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I would need to not be a virgin to answer that. Oh, well. What music would you like to play while you're having sex? Well, it's not like I've got this excessive playlist with sexy songs on my laptop or anything. Because I really like making playlists. Suppose good music. I suppose you could never go wrong with the Doors, for some reason. I think that's a good choice. I would like to have the Doors play while I'm having sex. Do you think that love equals sex, or do they go hand in hand? No. Love doesn't equal sex, and sex doesn't equal love. But... the most ideal situation is just when kind of arousal and the emotional attraction are so intertwined that you can't really separate them. If that makes any sense. Yeah. That would be ideal, I think. What do you prefer to be called or say? In term of lewd nicknames, I like to think that I'm not much of a girl to call someone daddy. I don't know, maybe with the right person. I find sir quite nice. Master, maybe. I know what I like to be called. I love to be called kitten. I love to be called doll, and I love to be called baby girl. Those are my top three. Just love affectionate nicknames. Agumma are the moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent. When I masturbate alone and not for the internet, I'm usually quite silent. I whimper a lot, I think. So, whimperer should be added to this. And moaner, I think. As I found out on Tuesday, I only scream after the 10th, after I've been etched for the 10th time. Yeah. What was the worst time you've been turned on? I can imagine the worst time to be turned on, which would be an intercontinental flight. Like 8 hours from Berlin to Chicago. Then in the middle of it, you're just like, ah. And then you're someone like me who needs around 20 to 40 minutes to, like, to finish yourself off. So you can't really go to the restroom because it's going to be suspicious. Would be a terrible time. And I'm just saying that because I can't remember what. What my worst time being turned on was. God, I'm really not sure. I should have crossed out some of these beforehand, but you know me. What is your most extreme fetish? I don't like being humiliated, but if my partner wants it, I like to humiliate. That's what I consider most extreme. Because I'm a wallflower. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit, but you'd like to try in bed? I suppose I'd kinda like to try role play. But with me being the one who does the raping, like in that one Yandere audio, that was really fun to make. Preferences, if answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Nope. Do you enjoy bondage? I enjoy the idea of bondage, have, however, not had the chance to try it yet. Are you into playing with hot wax? Nope. Have you ever been with someone older than? Okay. My current date limit is, I think 24, 25. That's as old as I would go. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Sorry about all of that. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes. I would love to. Because I'm queer as hell. Please, everyone of the same sex, please just kiss me. Throw them all on me. Have you ever tried anal? Got a few small bar toys, yeah. Have you ever been double penetrated? I tried to do that and I found it kind of uncomfortable. Have you ever had sex in public? No. Wouldn't do, probably, if it wasn't... if it wasn't like in a... in a club or something where that's kind of appropriate. Like, I wouldn't do it in, like, a public restroom or somehow. Do you like being handled roughly? Occasionally. Are you very verbal in bed? I moan and whimper if I want to. However, my... when it comes to impromptu dirty talk, my brain just kind of melts. So, nope. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Both. In equal measure. What is your favorite item for spanking? I haven't tried anything else than my hand yet, but it's... that's okay. Random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? I'm thinking of one right now. It's kind of a German meme, so to speak, because there's this really terrible porn movie without any plot. And everything, I haven't seen the whole thing. Everything I know about it is that there's this dude who has a mask on and this woman, and they're sort of in a barn or wherever. And then and then the dude asks her, why is there hay lying around? And she says, I don't know, why are you wearing a mask? And then he just says, okay, blow me. I hope that was satisfying. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I can't wrap my mind around the idea of war. I'm sorry. Just can't. If you become a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Masturbate. This helicopter thing with my dick, just to see whether it's actually a thing that works. What else would I do? I could act really rude and yeah, all of that, and just have it being dismissed as, he's a man, he can do that. But I'm not gonna do that because I'm a nice person. But who knows? What do you wish you had invented? The dual-headed Hitachi. Yeah. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Travel. Kind of got a route going on there, which is all through Europe. And then, what did I want to say? Japan. America. I could... I've been trying to think whether there is kind of a ferry going from the very eastern end of Russia to maybe Alaska, and then I could just go around Canada, United States, Mexico, all the way down to Argentina. I just travel everywhere. Thanks to the internet I've got. Bunch of friends I really want to visit. Do you have any scars? I have a lot. I have quite a prominent one on my right, just above my right elbow, which is from a dog bite I got when I was 8. I've also got one on my right shoulder, which is from that dog bite. I've got one on my cheek. It's a small one. It's really small and really cute. From when I had the measles. Is it the measles? I'm not sure. It's some kind of child sickness that I had when I was 2 or 3. And there is this photo of me, of very small, tiny me, sitting on my grandma's balcony in a garden chair with all these red spots all over my face, and I'm just crying, and for some reason they felt like capturing it. That's my family. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I just say what a lot, because I'm often really absent-minded and oblivious, and then someone talks to me and I just go, what? And I should maybe say, what did you say, or anything, but I just say, what? When did you last love so much it hurt? So I was in a kind of terrible mood, and I went on YouTube and I watched the Game Grumps play Barbie the Island Princess, and their commentary is so hilarious, and I just couldn't stop laughing. It was beautiful. That's why I love the internet. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? Aliens are real, and they are coming. Because I like that thought. Ghosts? Not sure. I like to watch paranormal documentaries and everything, though, and documentaries about conspiracy theories. That's how I spend my Saturday night. Oh well. That was it. I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about myself for another half an hour. And I'll listen all you sexy people later.